Her Intuition Podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do, my good people. Your girl Yolanda Randolph here, coming to you with another quick motivational minute, another Tell It Tuesday. Whatever you like to call it, it really doesn't matter to me, okay? I'm just happy that you're here rocking with your girl and rolling with your girl, okay? Just as long as you're here and doing that, I'm grateful, okay? I'm happy. It really doesn't matter to me what you're calling it. Now, before I go ahead and get on into this week's message, got to talk about how good the good Lord is. He is the God Almighty. If you're feeling like you're not having a good time in life and you think that things are not going your way, call out to him. He will give you clarity. He will give you vision if you ask him. You know, for me, I asked him to show me a path. Now, that wasn't always the path that I think is right. But God has the upper say and he has the final say in my life. And just because I don't like the path sometimes doesn't mean that it's not good, because it's always good when he got his hands on it. Okay, so go with God. Okay, even when he directs your path and you thinking like, oh no, what in the world? Trust me, he got you. Been there and I'm living proof. Okay, call out to him. He is that one. His road is better than our road. It may be a little bumpy, that we think it may be bumpy, but he has the tools to straighten that right out. Okay, so go ahead, call out to him, live and prove. Now, warning signs. You know, I was driving the other day, shout out to my car, and I got a warning light. I got a warning light that one of my tires needed some air in it. Okay, I also got another warning light some months ago that my car needed oil change. I always get warnings. I get warnings all the time in my car. And just like you, my good people, we get these warnings. It got me to thinking, why do we rush to take care of the warnings that our car has given to us, especially me? One thing I don't want to do is be stranded anywhere, okay? I don't want that kind of smoke, okay? So I'm going to handle things. When my car tells me that something needs to be done, I'm going to do it. Why can't we do the same thing when it comes to dudes? Y'all know that dudes give out warning signs, me included, especially back in the past. These dudes be giving out warning signs and we tend to ignore them. But yet, when it comes to something like our car, when it comes to something like something in the household or whatever, a kid, even children, they're giving out warning signs and immediately we're taking care of it, because that's what we do. We take care of things. But when it comes to that dude that we're in love with, when it comes to that dude who's in the bed with us, when it comes to that dude who's spitting game at us, we tend to not pay attention to his warning signs. I want to change that, my good ladies. Just like we pay attention to all the other warning signs, let's start watching out for his warning signs. He got them. We just become blind to them. They say that when you're in love, you're blind. You're blinded by love. That's absolutely true. I do believe that. But let's take our vision and put it on laser vision when we're in a relationship, okay? We have to be mindful of this stuff. Because if we're mindful in the very beginning, then it's hard for them to hurt us later. We got to get in a mindset of dealing with those red flags and dealing with those warning shots that they send our way. And some of them smooth. I've been there and done it. Some of them real smooth. But our intuition is smoother. Okay, let's start using our intuition more. God has given all of us women, dudes, if you're here, what's up, what's happening? I'm happy that you're here, but you ain't got the same intuition as us ladies got. God has given us an intuition that when someone is coming to do us harm, we have detectors that go off. Even if they're not strong, we have something that go off in the back of our mind that something ain't right. Let's start investigating. Even if we don't act on it fully, at least let's give ourselves the strength. Let's give ourselves the strength and the mindset to at least investigate. start doing some digging. And you know, I wish I would have had this advice when I was coming up in my teenage years and my young adult years. I wish I would have had this advice. But since I didn't, and now that I'm older and wiser, I'm giving it all to my good ladies. And I'm giving it to myself too. I must be a reminder for myself. Y'all know that I come up here and I'm a reminder. Because a lot of us are over 40. You know, and we don't need someone to tell us what to do. But sometimes it takes a sister girl to tell us, you know, give us some reminders. And that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to tell anyone what to do with their lives. Everyone is grown who listens to this podcast. Everyone is adults. So I'm just here to give reminders. And a reminder for myself, too. So going forward, ladies, let's make a pact that just like we don't want to be stranded with our vehicles, Lord knows I don't. I have been there too many times before. So now in this day and age, I don't want to be stranded anywhere. So I am on top of when my car tells me something, I'm on top of it. Let's be the same way with these dudes. Let's not get stranded with our hearts later on. Let's not get stranded sitting in the corner crying and all. We're stranded in our emotions because we didn't look at their warning signs. They got them just like our cars got them. They got them. We just have to be willing to pay attention to it and be willing to do something about it, okay? Let's quit letting these dudes come just feed us the BS that they like to feed us in time. And dudes, I'm not saying it is all of you, but the ones that I've dealt with in my past, yes, okay? And that's what I speak about. All right, so let's be mindful of that, okay? Let's stop letting these dudes come in and just feed us anything, and because they're giving it to us in the bed, and because their fine is all get out, and because their swag is on point and their game is on point and all that stuff, we're going to stop ignoring it. Let's be mindful. Let's trust our intuition more then we trust them, especially in the very beginning, okay? I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. Whenever you do, okay, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Booming, shaking, and popping. The Her Intuition Glow Awards. I told y'all that would be up. It's up. The nomination forms for the nominees, let's get that right, is over here on my website, YolandaRandolph.com. So go over there and nominate yourself, queen, or nominate another beautiful queen in your life, okay? We would like to hear from you guys. And I do read each and every submission, okay? So go ahead and nominate your queen, okay? So October, we'll be all ready to get a booming, shaking, and popping, which will be virtual again this year, okay? Book still over there on Amazon, still chilling on Amazon. I got some new stuff coming in 2023. Very excited about it. So be on the lookout. But in the meantime, just go over there and check out all that I have. Everything that I have is on Amazon and Goodreads. Finally, my latest story is on Goodreads, finally. So go over there and check it out on Amazon. Just type in Yolanda Randolph and all of my stories will pop up. And Goodreads and all of my stories will pop up. Be sure to leave your reviews as I am interested. I want to know, how do you feel? What are you thinking about my stories, okay? You like them? Do you don't? Do I need to change something? Let your girl know, okay? I'm interested. So that's it for this week, okay? Let's pay attention to those warning signs that these dudes throw at us, because they have them. I don't care how slick they are, they have them, okay? Many blessings to you, and prayerfully, we will chat again next week, queen.
Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to follow me on my hashtag Her Intuition page on Facebook and on Instagram at Yolanda Randolph Publications.